So this is Madeline Pera, and now I'm going to talk about how we got so many chapters going in Wisconsin. So the Madison Citizens Climate Lobby chapter started in early 2011. That was the first chapter in Wisconsin. And 5 years later, we have 16 chapters covering our 8 congressional districts. And we're not stopping there. We plan to bring on more this year. I'm going to give you 5 bullet points covering what I've learned, and then dive a bit more into what we actually do to get a group going. The 5 points are: work as a team, try everything, find a leader, support your new group, and use the conferences. So the first one, teamwork. You know, it takes persistence in the face of repeated dead ends, and persistence comes easier when you're not working alone, although you certainly can do it on your own. I started out full of determination and got us a handful of groups that way. But it was way more fun when Dick Smith joined me in the effort. Dick realized after a while that it would be even better if we had a team, and we created an expansion committee of Madison volunteers that were committed to working on starting groups in Wisconsin. So we picked several places to focus on, and we met monthly in a coffee house to review our actions. That helped keep all of us more accountable for following through on our commitment. You know, because one thing about expansion is that most of the time, it's completely up to us to take the initiative and keep the ball rolling. So if we get distracted, everything tends to stop. So the team helped us keep going, basically. All right, second bullet point, try everything. There's no predicting what's going to work, so try everything and start over as often as you have to. Each chapter came about through unique circumstances, and the amount of time it took varied from a couple of months to a couple of years. Because of that, I tend to focus on more than one community at a time so that there's a greater chance of something moving along somewhere and of keeping my spirits up when things are going nowhere somewhere else. Leadership's the third point. And really the key thing is to find someone willing to lead and to nurture them through the process of building a group. You need to be on the lookout for those people everywhere you go and build a relationship with them. How do you recognize a leader? Well, they sparkle. They ask questions. They're passionate. They know lots of people. They're willing to try things. Fourth point is watch over your new group. You know, your job's not done when you've launched a new group. You need to give some attention to making sure they're being nurtured as they learn the ropes, or you could lose your fledgling group and have to start over. And the fifth point, conferences. Use the national and regional conferences. Why do I say that? Well, because the volunteers who go to them develop a bigger understanding of what we're trying to do and a bigger commitment to building the organization. And they bring this back home with them. You know, Wisconsin's been famous for how many people we get to the conferences. Going to them is part of our Wisconsin CCL culture, and I believe is part of our strength. Okay, so what do our teams actually do to get a group going? Here are some of the things we've come up with. When you're looking for a local organizer or a leader, we've tried combinations of these things. Searching for sympathetic groups and contacting them to ask for a meeting or a presentation. We've done tabling at events in the community. We've tried subscribing to the local paper and watching for opportunities, including contacting people who write letters to the editor on climate. We've contacted organizers of local climate events, such as those sponsored by 350.org or by campuses or church groups, and then telling them about CCL. And I've also heard some places have used Meetup successfully, but we haven't done that much ourselves so far. So once you've found someone who's interested in getting a group going in their community, you want to invite them to the intro call, you want to get them connected up with Ellie, and stay in contact yourself. You know, Ellie is our director of field development, and she's really good at supporting people through the process of growing a group, so that's why you want to connect them with Ellie. But you also want to keep in touch yourself because Ellie's one person and has a whole country, and you're the local contact. So then you want to ask that person to invite their own contacts to the intro call, or to invite their friends to a coffee date with you, or ask them to organize a presentation for you in their community, or to organize a group start workshop. In other words, you're going to have like a smorgasbord of things big and small that you can ask them to do and then modify it to fit with their ideas and time. If things are moving slowly, the coffee date often works well. We made multiple presentations in Janesville, Wisconsin, and developed a list of contacts from doing that. We had about 20 sympathetic but very busy people, and we couldn't get any kind of follow-up until we held a Sunday afternoon coffee date. So if your potential leader is not good at recruiting other people, then support them to do other CCL actions, like writing to Congress or the paper or outreach, while you keep looking for someone who is good at recruitment. We've also started new groups by spinning them off from other groups. Our Milwaukee group decided to split when they were still quite small in order to make more opportunities for people to meet and to cover the two congressional districts. They continue to work together quite closely, almost as one chapter with two locations. Our Stevens Point chapter in the center of the state originally served a fairly wide geographic area and then spun off a new group, which is now spinning off another new group. Our Madison chapter nurtured two volunteers who lived in small communities 45 minutes to the east and west. They came to our meetings until they were each ready to start a group, and we're close to doing that in the third community now. So those are some models that have worked for us. Most recently, we started one of our newest groups by lending them a couple of out-of-town experienced CCLers as their leaders. We learned this from volunteers in the Chicago metropolitan area who spread across greater Chicagoland that way. The one caution I have about that is that it can sometimes be hard to wean the new group off your leader, but it still can be very effective. Also, it's possible to organize around your regional conference to start new groups by getting 2 to 3 people from a community to come to the group start workshop there and bring what they learned back home to start meeting as a CCL group. I think expansion's fun, and that's why I've done it a lot. You know, there's nothing more hopeful to me than seeing new leadership emerge and new people getting fired up. I also want to say that having a well-developed state CCL organization is incredibly fun. We had to learn how to work together, especially in those congressional districts where we have more than one chapter. But we draw a lot of strength from each other that keeps us going. I'm really proud of all the groups in Wisconsin and what they've accomplished. I want everybody to have that experience, which is why I'm glad to have been on the call tonight.